understanding a sequence of sequences, visual exploration of categorical states, and lake sediment cores. The data originates from sediment layers and lakes. With a microscopic analysis, the geoscientist records the qualitative descriptive information about sediment layers as well as the sequence of layers in each year. The data contains a sequence of categorical states for each year. A dataset typically comprises a time series of thousands of categorical sequences. We demonstrate our visual analytics concept for an exemplary dataset. It comprises about 6,000 years and 5 different states. The left view shows time from bottom to top. Long time series are split into columns. Temporal details can be viewed on demand. The first analysis step is to identify the unique categorical sequences. This is done automatically. The results are visualized in the semantic overview. It shows the unique sequences sorted by frequency, which is also shown in the bar chart. The views are interactively linked for exploration. The second analysis step is the grouping of similar categorical sequences. The user selects a sequence of interest. It is the basis for a novel group. On the right side, the unique sequences in the group are shown. The left part shows the list of remaining unique sequences. The histogram below shows the temporal similarity of the unique sequences. The turquoise histogram shows the novel group. The white histogram shows the remaining sequences. The user assesses the semantic similarity by interpreting the categorical sequences. The histogram is inspected to assess the temporal similarity. The unique sequences are automatically ranked by computed similarity of state composition and order. The group is then built based on a user-defined similarity threshold. The red state means undefined state. It indicates a low quality. The user quickly identifies all categorical sequences with undefined states and saves them in one group. Afterwards, the user chooses the next sequence of interest. The next sequence of interest is MO. There is no clear picture of related sequences. Therefore, the user saves the group with only one sequence. Afterwards, the user selects the sequence MOO. When adapting the similarity threshold, there is little change in the temporal context, meaning the sequences in the group are related. The user decides about duplicates. The last sequence of interest is DO. Also, there is little change in the temporal context of sequences in the group when adapting the similarity threshold. Therefore, they are related and saved as a group. The analysis revealed novel findings. Related categorical sequences appear in two time periods, 6,000 to 5,000 before present and 2,000 to 1,000 before present. The two temporal periods are known to have different environmental conditions and were expected to show different behavior. The second exemplary dataset shows no variations in categorical sequences. Differences among sequences appear from additional state attributes. the number of unique categorical sequences is small. For every unique sequence, a group is defined. Changes in years 2400, 4000 and 6000 before present confirm hypotheses about transition points. Novel findings showed up while exploring a different set of attributes. An abrupt change at 1600 before present, a transition point at 2000 before present, and a gradual change between 4700 and 5300 before present. These findings were confirmed in a third attribute combination. Our concept supports the first comprehensive exploration of microscopic data from sediment cores. It is a missing bit in the method portfolio. It proposes the first consistent analytical methods and visual representations to investigate sediment cores from different lakes.